Hey, it's Reed Florine, and I'm with my friend Mark Thompson. Mark, are you on the line?
I'm here, Reed.
Awesome. Now, for those listening that maybe aren't familiar with your story, can you share a little bit about your background and what got you into internet marketing?
Yeah, sure. So I've been an internet marketer for about 7 years. I started off working in-house for a marketing company, and I was doing their pay-per-click advertising. So I was managing a $60,000 a month budget in AdWords when I really didn't even know what I was doing. So I had to really learn on the job. But the cool thing about all that was I was able to discover my passion for internet marketing. So I started off doing a lot of pay-per-click, and that kind of transitioned over to doing a lot of SEO. And so from that company, I actually started to work for an agency. And so I was managing a lot of different SEO, pay-per-click, social media campaigns. And I got a lot of hands-on experience. I was really, learning what was working in terms of driving traffic and driving leads and revenue to people's websites. And so over the course of 2 or 3 years of working for two different agencies here in North Carolina, where I live, I actually went off and started my own local offline marketing business. And so I've had that business for about 3 years now. And that's probably half of what I do in terms of the revenue that I generate from my business is just from managing SEO and pay-per-click and social media and email marketing campaigns. And so as I was doing that and working for myself, it kind of opened up the doors to a lot of other things like product creation and affiliate marketing, things I really didn't even know existed. Like, I didn't even know what the Warrior Forum was up until a few years ago, just because my roots were kind of in the offline world, and I just never got involved in that. And then I kind of stumbled onto the Warrior Forum. And I kind of realized the value and how much money you can make just off of launching products. And so over the last few years, I've kind of transitioned a lot of my time and effort into creating more products, building an email list, and marketing other products as an affiliate. So really, my business has kind of transformed into two different entities, one being the offline world and the other being the online product creation side of things.
Well, you've been really prolific with the product creation. It seems like you've probably had 10 WSOs of the day.
Yeah, I have a really good system in place. So, I mean, I have good people that surround me. So I'm able to, create a lot of products. I try to launch a product every month. And my goal is not only just to create a product every month, but to also make sure that it's of high quality. So, I have great people that surround me in terms of designers and copywriters and develop a good development team. So, I'm able to kind of envision the ideas and the different products that I want to create, and I'm able to pass it off to my team, and they're really able to execute on it. And I can focus more on the management side of things. So it allows me to kind of give direction to my team and really have a good system in place to create high quality products on a regular basis.
Awesome. And speaking of high quality products, I hear that you have another one coming out. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, definitely. So the product is called WP AdBurn. It's coming out tomorrow, which tomorrow is Wednesday, October 17th. It comes out at 11 o'clock Eastern. And this product actually came about because I manage a lot of blogs and WordPress sites. And I noticed that, my ad revenue from these sites it kept on going down. And I was trying to figure out exactly why. And the main reason I noticed this was that people on the internet are just getting much smarter. They're aware that of people trying to advertise to them. You've probably heard the concept banner blindness, where people don't even look at banner ads. They don't look at Google AdSense. They don't look at text link ads because they know that people are just trying to advertise to them. So there's less engagement with those ads, meaning less people are clicking through and purchasing products, and that leads to you not making as much money as you would have 3, 5, 10 years ago when people were still trying to become accustomed to how they're being sold to online. But as the internet has evolved, so has the average visitor. And so what WP AdBurn does is it delivers advertisements in kind of a non-obtrusive way. It really integrates content with your ad. And so you know, a really good example of that. I was just talking to someone earlier today, and this was a really good example. Was, you know, if you've ever seen the show, have you ever seen the show X Factor?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. You know how Pepsi has made a big, they had this huge partnership with X Factor, where they're promoting the Pepsi brand right on the show. And I mean, they still do commercials, but they realize that more and more people they're not watching commercials. They're not as engaged with commercials. They're engaged with the actual program. And so they have figured out a way to, you know, display their brand and their products right on the show when people are more engaged with the program. So we're taking that same concept and we're just applying it to the online world, and we're blending, you know, the content that's on your site, and we're blending it with advertisements.
Cool. So how exactly does that work? It sounds like it's a WordPress plugin, obviously, but how are you blending the content with the advertising and making that seem different than, say, Google AdSense or just putting a regular banner up?
So we're doing it mainly by design. So the plugin, it works with your sidebar. So there's a little sidebar widget, and there's also a custom short code that you could place anywhere on your site that you want the AdBurn ads to show. But what you do is you give your ad a title, you give it a picture and a little description, and it looks more. I mean, if you want, you could probably have a demo link under the video just to show them exactly what it looks like. It's a little bit harder to explain, you know, unless someone could just click and see it. But it looks more like a blog post than an actual advertisement, and someone trying to sell to them. And so there's a few different things you can do with that advertisement on the sidebar. Is you can actually direct link it to your ad if you want to, or you can create a somewhat of a landing page on your site that incorporates, you know, the advertisement or the product that you're trying to promote with some content about the product, and people can comment on it, and there's some more, you know, social engagement on the actual landing page. And so the way that it's actually displayed on the site, it doesn't look like a traditional banner. It's more of, you know, more like a headline image description type thing, and it looks more, you know, integrated with the rest of the website.
Sure, I think I've seen kind of some similar things on maybe some news articles where they've had something at the bottom kind of going to other websites, but it seems like it might be kind of like they're maybe getting paid for that, and now we get to do that on our sites.
Right. Another big site that does this now is Gizmodo. Have you heard of Gizmodo.com?
Yes, I've heard of it.
Gizmodo does this. They have, you know, like where you can see the number of views on the ads, and the ads that get shown the most show up at the top. So you can add a little, you know, however many views you want with a little the AdBurn logo, which makes the eye kind of draws to the ad, but it doesn't look like an ad. So we're trying to still offer value, which is the whole point of when they click on it, they can go to a landing page, and you could offer, you know, a review on the ad. You could offer just, you know, people's feedback through Facebook comments. So we're really trying to take the whole, you know, content creation, social engagement, and embed it into advertisements as well. So it's not just like, here's my banner ad, click it and go buy whatever it is.
It seems like a much more subtle way of advertising instead of just grabbing them by the throat and saying, buy this now. That's good. That's good. I think a lot of people want that right now. I think people are kind of sick of just being told, buy this now.
Right.
So that's crucial. Now, for finding the advertisements, are they just going on like ClickBank or Warrior Plus, or where are they finding these links to put on their blog?
Yeah, so right now it's basically whatever you decide it's going to be. I mean, it could be an affiliate program. It could be your own product if you want. It can be anywhere. You know, yeah, it could be ClickBank. It could be Warrior Plus. It could be any marketplace. But what we're looking to do with the products, after we get some initial feedback from users, we're going to create a 2.0 version of it, and we're probably going to incorporate some other marketplaces right into it. So if you want to just have it auto display ClickBank ads or Warrior Plus ads or whatever it may be, you can do that. So that's kind of the next step to the tool, but right now we left it open so it has full, you know, flexibility based on whatever you want to promote.
And then, you know, I know you have plans for the 2.0 version. When people buy the 1.0 version, will they get upgraded to 2.0 when that's released, or will they have to buy that later on? Or
yeah, I mean, basically, the majority of the products I've ever upgraded in the future, we've given free access or free upgrades to existing customers. So yeah, they would get free upgrades.
Awesome. Well, this sounds really cool. It sounds like a great thing for anyone who does a lot of blogging or even just has a blog that's, getting some traffic and they want to start monetizing it. So, where does someone go about getting this?
Well, it's going to be on the Warrior Forum, so we're going to do a 7-day launch starting tomorrow. So, as of right now, I mean, like I said, it'll be live tomorrow at 11 o'clock Eastern. If you want, Reed, you could just put a link under the video or under the MP3 just to show how to access it, but it's going to be right on the Warrior Forum.
Great. Yeah, I'll definitely do that. Well, thank you so much, Mark. I really appreciate this, and this sounds like a powerful tool for anyone that does blogging, and I think you guys need to check it out.
All right, I appreciate it, Reed.